Ready, set,
go.
You said go, and then you stopped.
You gotta go. Nah,
you gotta say welcome back. Welcome, Si.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I had a dream.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I find myself, I have this dream. It's reoccurring.
Reoccurring
dream? I'm always flying, and I'm always crashing and burning.
Sir, that's not flying, that's falling.
Yeah, it's always a crash.
But it seems like flying.
Yeah.
Aren't there, like, dream books you can look up? Like,
I got a person.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That interprets dreams?
She's pretty good at it.
Huh.
Well, what are we waiting on?
That's right. Call him.
She cool?
Yeah, she's one of our best friends. But hold on.
You got to get more information.
You said you got somebody that interprets dreams.
I mean, she got a job. I don't know what she's doing right now.
Well, that don't make it
that's
whatever.
Not like her job is dreaming.
Well, we can interrupt it, whatever she's
but
doing.
It okay? could be.
But she just knows a lot.
Because of our podcast, it could be. Let's call
Is there
her.
Any orange in the dream?
Uh-oh.
The color orange?
The color orange? What has orange got to do
he
with
He don't dream in
just
color.
Trust me.
Hey, no, I don't dream in color.
Okay.
Black and white.
Hey, he slept for 18 hours.
Right. I slept for 18 hours and I was falling the whole time.
He woke up sweating.
Okay.
That's what his wife said.
Yeah.
So what? Okay.
Okay.
I do need to know more. While Johnny D text and we find out maybe there's just
I've put myself at risk on high places. I'm on a mountain and there's only one way down, straight down.
Well, so how'd you jump?
How'd you get there?
That's the question. I have no idea how I get there. I always end up, I wake up and look and say, what in the world has happened? I'm on the top of a mountain, and I'm falling off of it.
Are you being pushed?
And it's 100 miles to the bottom.
Are you falling in the air, or are you like hitting rocks?
Oh, it's rugged looking.
But you're not hitting anything. You're just falling.
You're just free falling.
I'm falling.
So you're to the side
I'm
of it.
I'm falling the whole time. It wakes me up, and I'm falling. Okay. How would you like to be sleeping comfortably and just... Then you scream and you say, what'd you scream for?
I don't, I'm I one of those.
Because I'm woke up and I'm falling. It's got 100 miles to the bottom.
I'm one of those weird ones that very rarely has dreams, or at least dreams that I remember. Let's
Hard
put it
for
that
me
way.
To remember.
Yeah,
you know, most people have never... real good dreams. You know, like, you know, I found, a treasure full of gold, you know, a pirate's treasure full of gold, a chest.
But not you.
I don't ever have. I always have freaky, you know, I'm always in danger.
Si, my question is, how often are you having this dream? Is it like
oh, it's
a month?
It's probably at least, out of a month, 10 times.
10 times?
Oh, yeah. No, it's always the same thing. I wake up, I find myself, I've done got myself in a bind.
What are you eating and what are you watching on TV?
What are you drinking? All I watch...
It's PBS.
It's Matt Dillon and Western.
And PBS.
And PBS, that's right.
So that kind of makes like the nature sense of it tie in. But
no, because when I read the Bible, and when who was the one that interpreted the dreams?
Daniel?
Well, he's one of them. Because, it would be nice to have someone say, okay, now what did you actually do? I said, well, I found myself... I started out going on a journey, and I always end up at the end of the journey, I'm in peril.
He's in peril. So you're like...
It's dangerous, okay? And I'm fixing to fall, and there ain't no... You can't stop it.
Okay? Have you hit
you're fixing to fall off of whatever you're on, and you're up there, you know, miles high.
Have you hit the ground yet?
No, I always wake up when I'm falling.
Well,
I don't ever hit the ground.
That's good news.
I'm just screaming and falling, okay? It's wild. It really is.
Man, I'd give anything to be in there.
It's hard to get in that gray matter of size.
Well,
mind.
No, because every time I see like where loggers have been and they clear cut the woods,
yeah,
mine is always okay. It's mountain regions that they clear cut. And I always find myself that I'm at the edge of a cliff and I'm slipping, fixing to go over.
That's wild. Do we have any interpretation?
She sent back the crying laughing face emoji.
That means she can't help you.
She sent back what?
Did you tell her us too?
I texted her. I said, would you be interested in interpreting Size Robertson's dreams on podcasts? A lot of falling, about 10 times a month.
That's right.
She laughed.
At least that.
I said, it's all he wants to talk about, and none of us really know anything.
That's right.
So we need you.
But he's always falling.
And we're just waiting. We got three dots.
I do have Google says that you dreaming about falling tends to signify.
Mm-hmm.
Signify
that you're a loser.
That was not a word. A loss of control over an important situation.
Oh, it all comes back to the guitar.
A lack of control over an important situation.
It's the guitar. You can't play it.
So you've got the yips even in your dreams.
Yep.
Hey, I guess.
Unbelievable.
That ain't it.
No, that can't be it. There's got to be something way cooler.
But you're not a control person. You've never like wanted to be in charge of anything.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't want to be the leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out of all the ways I would describe Psy, control freak is not one of them.
But I'm going to tell you this. He will do crazy things like driving the monster truck. I mean, he does crazy things like that.
What was that video you sent me yesterday, by the way?
That was him in Indianapolis riding in one of the cars around the track where they did 140
yesterday?
Miles.
Yeah, we never know. We never know.
No, I sent it. It was from a while back. Oh, here we go. Si.
What is that? What kind of car is it?
This is why you're having dreams, because you do stuff like this.
No.
Yeah, look. Look at you. Look at
Well, look. Hey.
I said, what happens if the tire blows out one of these cars? He said, oh, it's a difference of open casket or closed.
And he's wearing that Black Panther t-shirt. Unbelievable.
Hey, that's all your that's your answer right there.
Hey, I'm proud of that black t-shirt. Boy, hey.
Oh, I'm not doubting you.
That's a man with fear in his eyes right there, though.
No, that's a man that just did 140, wishing he'd have done 160.
No,
and he wanted to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me.
He just mad.
I was flying to Florida, to wherever the Navy SEALs' home are, down there. We was going back when I had my band, and we was going to sing for them. So look, I get on the plane.
They shot y'all out of the sky.
What a gift they missed out on.
No. We're at 29,000. We're at 29,000 feet. Look, the window is right here. Okay. I'm looking out the window, and there's the luminous clouds, the big white one, fluffy ones?
Cumulus. Yeah.
Okay. I always said it wrong. The cloud is right under the window. Okay. You can't see. It's just all white. Well, I always say it, pray for safe passage to wherever I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said in Jesus' name, I open my eyes, and there is a circle, perfectly formed circle rainbow right outside my window.
Only there?
On top of the clouds. I'm thinking, I said, wait a minute, there ain't but one thing circular on this aircraft. That's the jet engines. I said, but that's below the window in the clouds. So how is this rainbow on top of the cloud?
You sure you wasn't playing Mario Kart?
No. This is the craziest thing, because me and rainbows have a deal.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I always see rainbows everywhere. Okay, I had three in Germany. I lived on a first apartment on the first floor, and it was down a hill. There's a rainstorm comes up, and there's three going down the hill, just one on top of the other one.
Oh, imagine if Si would have been
the original
rainbow guy.
It was gorgeous.
Double rainbow.
But anyway, I've asked everybody ever since this happened, where did that circular rainbow come from? And I've got all this people say, well, it was light bent around. I said, wait a minute. No.
Do you want me to give you Google's answer?
Yes.
What did they say?
Let's hear it.
All rainbows are actually full circles. Viewers in aircraft can sometimes see these. Viewers on the ground can only see the light reflected by raindrops above the horizon. So that's why we only see the half of a circle.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold
on. Uh-oh.
I'm out.
I'm not.
That means there ain't no pot of gold, and we've been lied to our whole life.
No, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. This is not a, this is not a gigantic rainbow. This is like the size of this room right outside the window I'm sitting at.
Miniature rainbow.
And look, we're going to Florida at 600 miles an hour.
Did it stay with you?
It stayed with us till we actually landed.
And there wasn't nothing on your window.
And it wasn't nothing on the window.
This was right before Duck Dynasty. It was God telling you you're about to hit a pot of gold.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I just told Bridget, I said, hey, when they picked me up at the airport, I said, hey, this is going to be a really good event. And she said, why is that, cowboy? That's what she called me. And I said, because, hey, I actually arrived here with a rainbow right outside my window. Okay.
Did that ever happen again?
It happens all the time.
We've been saying he spits out rainbows and unicorns his whole life. So,
well, no,
I have said that. If you split Bridget open
Tatum,
his head,
look, Bridget Tatum, she's got a big wooden table in her house.
Is it a rainbow?
No.
Oh,
but there are. I think the count is up to like 70. We found 70 sevens on that table. Her deal is seven.
Let's call Mountain Man.
Well, what's that Mountain Man going to tell you?
I don't know.
What his deals?
But I have a feeling if he was here, he'd say, let's take a break. So we're going to do it. We'll be back.
Look how pretty them are, though.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Hey, Christine, it's Philip. Don't let Cy sleep 18 hours anymore.
No, let him. He's refreshed. He's recharged.
She said you left your crack pipe at home.
Oh,
left
wow.
My what?
Oh, my.
My bagpipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I leave my quilt with it?
Yeah.
Well, or whatever that stupid thing is?
It's a quilt. You need a quilt, sir.
You slept too much. 18 hours is unbelievable.
Hey, you know what else is rainbow colored, though?
What?
That bag our fans left for us. What's in there, Johnny?
What's
dude?
In the goodie bag?
Hey.
So I'm super disappointed because there's no note.
Okay.
It just says, for Duck Call Room.
Well, this is a mystery then, if there's no note.
Pod.
We'll never figure out how it happened.
And there's nothing. There's Werner's ginger something.
Okay.
And it's cold.
Uh-oh, Si, take a hit of it.
It's been in the refrigerator.
So in case we have a little bit of upset.
And that's all that was in there.
Oh, wow. Look at the meat sticks.
These
were for me.
Ginger soda.
What flavor?
Ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger ale?
Venison cherry cheddar jalapeno. Hey,
let's see what we got.
Let's have a little look-see on.
Let's have a look.
They're all venison cherry cheddar jalapeno, which leads me to know, I don't know what that means, so we have to try it right now.
There's still something in that bag.
That's
more ginger ale.
You get you some.
No, I'm not. I'm not a ginger ale guy.
It's not ginger ale.
Isn't that what it is?
Si, is it good?
The original ginger soda.
The ginger soda.
Which would be a ginger ale.
Yeah.
But you only drink that on planes.
Yeah, in case
the only place that nobody ever goes to a restaurant is like, yeah, bring me a ginger ale. Well, then all of a sudden you get on a plane, and everybody wants one.
Hunter does.
What is that?
Hunter, you went and saw Barbie this weekend. Your opinion doesn't matter.
And he got a haircut.
Not only did he drove to Austin, Texas to see Barbie. So
Verner's.
We need to find out what's happening. Yeah, in Hunter's life.
Hunter. So Hunter went to Bucky's for us. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you.
He also went to see Barbie. He said it was a lot. That was the only quote. And you met some ladies at Barbie? Oh, you met ladies at Oppenheimer. Probably a different crowd. Probably more my speed. Go ahead. He's just laughing and giggling. He went and got a haircut and said he quits on women, though, after seeing Barbie.
That's an aggressive meat stick, homie.
That's not what he said at all. I know. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, man. Huh.
Hunter, did you go to the Barbie movie looking for?
No, he went to Oppenheimer looking.
Oh.
I didn't go to either of the movies looking.
Oh. He didn't go to either looking, he says. This is legit, by
is it?
The way.
Do you taste the cheese? Do you taste the cherry?
No.
Okay.
The cheese is all the way.
It looks cherry.
So. They sent a thing with a sloth on it that said, hey there.
Yeah.
Thinking of you and sending you a smile.
And some snacks from Michigan.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's what this is.
Norma and Cheyenne. They write in cursive, and I don't remember how to read that. I think it's Norma and Cheyenne. It's definitely Cheyenne. So thanks for the snacks, gang.
There you go. Look at there.
Anyway,
interesting.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
we had to go. What happened on our podcast? Something crazy happened on Google.
Oh yeah, Google. So
it's gonna be fixed by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, probably it should be fixed. But for all of y'all reaching out, Google screwed up something on loading podcast, and we haven't sold out to Spotify. We haven't done any of these wild accusations. We are still recording the Duck Call Room. We thank you for your support. And while you're there, mm-hmm. you leave us a nice little rating or reply, you know, give
five
us all
stars.
That. Look, and we may even start, like, if you leave us five stars, we may go read the reviews you put on it. Mm-hmm. If you leave us one star, we ain't talking to you again. So
I'll read that, actually. Yeah. I think that'll be hysterical.
I've always wondered if we should do like haters mail segment. Never read their name because we don't want to give them any credit, but just let the people show that, you know,
start a feud.
Yeah, like
I'm good. No, it wouldn't be that bad.
Probably not too terrible bad, but anyway, so yeah, check all that stuff out. The rate, review, that's how more people like you find us, and the more people that find us, the longer we sit in this chair doing this, and we don't have to upset anybody and call it quits early or something weird. So
quits early?
I don't know.
I thought we would be done after 20 episodes. We're at what, Hunter, episode number?
263. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
What a professional.
How many?
263. So...
That's a good-looking fellow right there.
Si's been staring at the sloth on this card.
Hey, that's a good-looking fellow, boys.
Do you ever watch sloths on PBS?
Yeah.
Have you ever
seen? Are you serious? That has to be the most boring thing I've ever
heard. Oh, no. Hey, they're fun to watch.
Slow motion.
Everything is in slow motion in their world.
Have you ever seen one of those in your dream of falling? Have you been, like, falling and the three-toed sloth reach out to save you and he
grab me? Hey.
Because you went by
that might be in the next episode.
You went by too fast.
That's right.
You're going to have to start taking notes when you wake up on what you saw.
I'm way more
interested. I really hope it's a bunch of sloths attacking him and he has to fight them all.
That runs him to the edge of a cliff.
But they're so slow that it's easy, but it's just this ongoing, very slow onslaught. That would be a fun dream. No. Sloths don't make any sense.
Have we heard back from the interpreter or not?
I have not.
No love from the dream.
I got to say something about sloths, though.
Okay. You're the zoo aficionado here.
And that's
here,
where
so.
I want to go with this. Not to point fingers at any zoo that we might live closest to, but like they made this big deal about, guess what the new animal we got is? Like the tiger sadly passed away. It happens. It's very sad.
Uh-oh.
But then like the new animal is a sloth.
And the sloth is a feature?
That's what they're trying to get me to go see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
it's a silent, slow feature.
Yeah. It's like.
It actually sounds like something our zoo would be good at taking care of. So
easy. I see. I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Our zoo's made some good improvements, though, by the way.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a sloth instead of a tiger now. So if you're really bored, you can go watch something be more bored than you are. I said, all right, now I'm saying it. We got to get another tiger. Call it Joe Exotic. Got like 40 of them for sale.
He's got to fund that presidential race somehow.
Yeah, from jail.
Yeah.
I don't get sloths or why anybody would want to look at one.
Or why they would be an attraction and not just like a side piece or something.
You know what an attraction is? Feeding rhinos.
That's
an attraction.
100%.
We never even talked about that. Side note, me and Carter, we fed a rhino. It was $10. It was the best day ever.
What did y'all feed the rhino?
A carrot. Sucker got some jaws.
Did he like it?
Oh, did he like it? He told me thank you. He did not.
Carter did?
No, Carter, when we got done, Carter said, well, check that off the bucket list.
The boy knows what a bucket list is?
Apparently.
He listens to the podcast.
No, surely. He does not.
No, he better not.
No, he's out on that. He'd be giving me way too many suggestions of way weird stuff to talk about when I got home.
Unbelievable. That's wild.
I need to find that picture of Carter feeding the rhino. It's good.
But we are going to do things a little different, folks. So, and we'd love to know your opinions down in the comments. We're going to take our next break. When we get back, we're going to go ahead and jump into the inbox to see what you guys are asking. So, and while we're in there, look, got a question for you guys. If you have a really short, kind of succinct question, go ahead and drop it to us in a voice note.
Voice note.
And there's a chance that we play your voice over the podcast. So how cool is that?
But be quick.
But if it's not succinct, it probably won't get played.
If it's too long, you went wrong.
It would be like this. Hey, my name's John David. I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana. I got a question for Martin. Is biology really that interesting, or were you just stuck there?
Yeah, moving on.
And then boom.
And the answer to that question is yes. I'll go ahead so you don't have to copy that one, folks.
Yeah,
come
don't
up
copy
with your own. But anyway, we'll be back right after this to get in that inbox.
Where did
we're
you
going,
go?
We're going early on the inbox today. All right, so we go in emails early.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a new email in. Guy sends in a picture.
Okay.
Says, hey, my name's Hunter. I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana. I work on this really cool podcast called The Duck Call Room.
Okay.
I do a great job. But he said, I'm interested in meeting ladies, so I go to movies, but I can't choose which movie. I go to both Oppenheimer and Barbie and wear a t-shirt at the same time. Any suggestions?
I would say he's got the look already.
The look.
That's the look. I don't know what the problem is. What's the holdup?
So, Hunter, you just got to find yourself a girl that is into movies as much as you are, because I don't know anybody else that saw those back to back.
And I don't know anybody that drove 7 hours to go see them.
So we're looking for a movie aficionado for Hunter. Send us an email. I'll forward it to Hunter. And if you think we're being mean, Hunter, you can edit this out if you want to, but yeah. I doubt he does. So.
And here's the other part of that. Ladies, look, here's where Hunter is in life. He had a girl ask him not cut his hair. He didn't. And then she left him, and he did.
Cut the hair then.
He cut the hair. Samson cut his hair out of spite.
Oh, there he goes.
So if you wrong him, if you like what you see now, it's not good because he's going to change it up.
We may have to interview him. We'll let
Hunter's been on a whole episode before.
He has. And now he's just kind of in the wings. Just
we need to get Hunter a microphone.
We do need a separate microphone over there so that from time to time, he can
defend
himself. Yeah. We love producer Hunter, though.
Oh, absolutely. This is all out of love. Yeah. So
If I didn't have 17 kids, I would have probably went with him just to see what that's like.
Yeah.
Hunter, I've been to Star Wars at midnight. I will tell you that.
Did you drive 7 hours to do it?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Yeah. See, that's my only question is he went.
There's the disconnect.
He went to the movies in Texas.
He may have met somebody there and just didn't tell us.
Bucky's is in Texas. See? So maybe that was it.
But he did do that, and he brought back beaver nuggets and trail mix. So,
yes, he did.
You know, my hat's off to him.
Good job, Hunter.
All right, in the inbox.
In the inbox now.
Go ahead.
The real inbox.
All right, Jeffrey emails in, and I feel like I got to give Si a chance to defend himself here.
Uh-oh.
Huge fan of the show. I agree with mostly all things Uncle Si. The only big disappointment I have is black walnut ice cream. He finally got some because you talk about it all the time. He said, this thing tastes like burnt nutty and spearmint all mixed into one.
Hey, you got some bad stuff there.
Hey, Si, before you defend yourself, folks, we're still under construction here. So if you hear noise in the background, which you're going to right now, they're jackhammering out a drain. So we can't stop them. We can't stop their work to do ours. But anyway, go ahead with the black walnut ice cream, Si.
Hey, it was bad.
He got a bad batch.
He got a bad batch. If it tasted minty, somebody had messed with it.
What did he say? Minty?
Minty.
Burnt?
nutty and spearmint.
Yeah.
I love spearmint. Yeah. It's like double mint gum, isn't
it? Yeah.
I thought it was its own spearmint, but
I don't know.
There wouldn't.
I like mint chocolate chip. Anyway.
I got to be honest. The black walnut doesn't bring a lot to the party. It's vanilla ice cream with some little pieces of nuts in it. Like,
did you see his face when he said that?
Yeah. Hey, look, y'all just don't like walnut.
It just doesn't bring a lot to the party. It's not like when you add like cookie pieces or cookie dough. Butterfinger.
You're on a sugar high.
It's ice cream.
Yeah.
That is the thing about ice cream, though. If I'm going to basically sin and eat ice cream because it's so wonderful for you, I'm going to make it count. I'm not going to go with black walnut.
Here's how I defend myself. I'm off black walnut now, and I'm on, chocolate bars with vanilla ice cream, where they just dip it in chocolate and let it freeze.
Huh?
You know, and I ate about 4 boxes a night.
That's why you're having bad dreams. Right.
Just a Dove, just the ice cream on the thing, dip it in.
That's got the little cardboard stick in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now that. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right. That is good.
Big fan of that one.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan of ice cream sandwiches. Not going to lie.
Oh, that's where I was
there's
going.
Another
ice cream sandwich.
Because they got that brand called Fat Boy. I chuckle every time I buy it.
Hold on. All right, well, here's a question for McMillan. While Stone is not in the room, I can only ask McMillan this one because it is a question for Stone and McMillan. And it's time to open up and be honest. Thomas from Montana asked if we think Stone and McMillan secretly compete against each other to be the better Cy handler.
That is a good observation, but it's wrong.
It's wrong?
No, I'm going to tell you, and I mean, I'll answer the question. So, you know, I've been taking care of Cy since he moved back and since I met him in my Bible class that we had, and I thought he was crazy and he thought I couldn't hear, and they said he could read lips anyway. So I've been taking care of him since then. We became friends, and then the show hit after that, and I've just kind of taken care of him. But Jay Stone loves Cy so much, and he takes care of Cy in a good way, too. So I take care of Cy on the road and different things that he does. Anything having to do with hunting and fishing and everything else, that's Jay Stone.
That makes sense.
Wouldn't you say, Cy, is that pretty close?
Yeah.
Is that a great answer, Cy?
Yeah.
Which one do you like more?
That's a good answer.
Because you don't want Jay Stone on the road with you.
No.
No.
Like, that's not.
Wait a minute. That was kind of like me and Jordan Summit for Willie. Why didn't you want me hanging
here. You don't need to be here.
Oh, you done stepped in it now. You got my Cy mad. What?
No, I ain't mad. I don't get mad.
That's right.
Hey, why do you say he's such a people person?
Yeah, that's why I said what I said. Because if you're in an event and you need to know and have proper details on how to get, this is your guy right here. This guy right here. Much better communicator. Much better.
Trained.
Can get you in and out of things. And like, this is your guy. Now, we've all got our quirks. He brings home leftover food. You know,
that's an important part of a traveling celebrity's assistant's job. Grab all the food you can. You don't know when you're going to be
home. You know that.
You don't? Whoa.
You
never check a hamburger in a bag and put it on an airplane. That's crossing the line.
It was just a few hours. It was still good when I got home. My wife said, "What are you doing?" So I'm starving. What are you eating? A hamburger.
That's why.
That was next to your dirty drawers.
No, I was in a separate place in the bag.
In the bag.
Under the plane. So it's cold.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't nothing wrong
with it. It's cold up there.
Hey, get on him for eating 72 ribs.
Hey, those were fresh.
We can't get on him. People in the comments love him.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, get on me if you want.
Head for trouble there, boy.
Turn it to me if you need redemption from the comments.
So, Cy, do you remember this? We did an event, and me and Jay both went with Cy, and it was early on, and we were at an event, and the guy...
Now, see, I would suspect this is awkward before you go much further.
Me and Jay?
You just kind of...
Together?
Yeah,
no, just we get along jockeying. Great. No, we get along great. We love each other. I'm telling you, we are buddy-buddy, me and Stone. Wouldn't you say, Cy?
You just don't get to eat at his house.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean he doesn't love me. So we go on. This guy, we were having an event, and then they brought a bus for us to stay in. It was Brooks and Dunn's tour bus.
Tour bus.
Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah. And then our friend Jay Graham, is the one who bought this bus. And they said, hey, y'all can stay on the bus and relax, you know, while you're not out doing a meet and greet and event. And so the way Stone handled it was he walked up on the bus, and there's two guys already in there.
Stone is my security for the trip.
Yeah. He says,
and Phillip's interference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll run it. He said, I don't know who y'all are, but y'all need to get off the bus. He said, you first. And it was Dr. Deans.
Oh,
he was
Lord.
Like, well, I mean, with it. And he looked at the other guy, Jay Graham. He said, and you can go too. And he said, it's my bus. He said, well, then you can stay, but you still have to go. And me and Si came on, and it was awkward. I was like, what's going on here? And Deans was like, he's trying to throw us off our own bus. That's doing an event with Stone. He's going to make sure that
everything's
safe and secure.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
He's doing his job.
They both have very good skill sets. They've got certain skill sets that you need if you're Si.
Stone's includes butt whooping.
Yeah, it's not even that.
And he's quick to go there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And he's not scared to open carry on his hip. So, like, he just really, you know.
Oh, he's, he feels better when he's packing.
Yeah, he's handy.
So he feels better all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. So he feels good all the time.
I look over in his chair of summon, like, what do you think I'm going to do to you, Hammer? You can leave that pistol in the truck. Like, you ain't got to bring it up.
Nah, you may get on the wrong page, on the wrong list.
I ain't going to say
that. He's got two lists. A good list and a bad list. And if the world comes to an end, there's a list that he's going to go and take care of some people. Oh. I ain't on that list.
Oh, no. When the world comes to an end, I've already decided I'm going to work for Jay Stone. That's where I'm just headed to his house. I'm like, what do you need me to do, sir? And then
you trained under him for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm still tired.
still hurt.
Yeah, I'm still sore. That's why I got fat again.
But to answer your question, we get along great.
Well, good.
I think.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
Alex is right there writing y'all up.
I found something. I found something in the refrigerator. I was putting that back in the refrigerator. Uh-huh. I don't know which employee eats those chocolate. I found the exact ice cream you said you like. I found it. And I don't know whose it is. Martin, whose is this?
I don't know. Maybe Martin's.
It ain't mine.
You should not leave stuff in the freezer with me and Si around.
I don't know, but here's what I can tell you. If somebody comes up missing it, there will be a company email, and I will be sure to tell them who did it. So
human resources.
Si did it. Anyway, more emails?
No, when you leave stuff in the company refrigerator, I kind of borderline consider it like common law if you don't write your name on it. Like, is this for everybody? Look at
like
it.
That.
You like it, Si?
Yeah.
So, Johnny D.,
I found ice cream.
You're on meat sticks and ice cream.
It's been a weird day. I didn't have lunch.
You going through something, old buddy?
During the show.
Are you eating your emotions right now?
He's going to have some dreams tonight.
These are pretty good. Anyway, Tristan.
Go ahead. That's fine. Tristan
is from Turner, Oregon.
Yep, that's a long way from here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and there's a girl.
Uh-oh.
He really likes her.
This is another chance we need Hunter with a microphone, probably.
Yep.
No.
As an active member of the dating scene.
Yeah, because we ain't been there in a minute.
No.
But there's a girl he really likes. And my buddy dated her for a couple weeks. But they broke up. Oh, the tangled web we have woven in Turner, Oregon. I think she likes me, and I really like her. I don't know what to ask her or what to say. I just need a little advice.
How old is he?
I don't know.
How many of our listeners trying to date girls that their buddy already dates or has dated? Is that not weird?
I'm weird.
I mean, are there that few of them out there? Like, I mean, I guess somebody's buddy's always dated the person you're dating, but I don't. Hey, ask him if he dated her for a couple of weeks. Figure out what you're getting into.
That's a good point.
There's a reason why he's not dating her anymore.
Yeah, it could have been her, could have been him. Odds are, whichever one you ask says it's going to be the other one. So, I don't really know. Hunter, you got anything?
Size out of it.
Did your buddy date your last girlfriend who told you not to cut your hair?
Not once. Someone that one of my friends dated.
Huh?
Not once have I dated someone that
Hunter's never been down this road.
Okay.
Nope.
See that I kind of agree because if I'm buddies with them, I kind of watch what they got into when they were together and
Now my
generally showed me enough where I was not interested. Like, okay, yeah, I'm out.
Now I had a good friend that had a crush on Allison.
Okay. Fair enough.
Did they date when y'all broke up?
No.
No, that's not the guy that you went
to. No. I don't even know that guy.
That's what I'm talking about. Doing. Yeah.
But I was like, hey, bro, just so you know, I hope you're cool with this. If you're not,
I don't really care, but I hope you're cool with that. Like, something's happening here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If he would have dated her, I think that would have thrown everything off.
Yeah, it would have been a wrench in the plan for sure. But I mean, or if you like her, just go talk to her. I don't know.
Well, you
invite her over, cook you a pork tenderloin, dip it in some W sauce, and you know, see what happens. Well, there you go. That's all I got to tell you.
He's going to know more when he goes and talks to her.
Dip it into the W sauce.
I'm just telling you right now, if she says, "Oh, that's gross," then you know she ain't for you.
That's true.
Because that is not true that it is gross. It's fantastic.
No, you know that she's not for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Si, what do you think? He likes a girl. You got ice cream in your beard. Right. I've messed up this whole episode.
Right. No, he'll get to you in a minute when he gets done. He ain't far from it.
You use Johnny Gowan's line.
Body slammer?
Body slammer.
Out of nowhere?
I'm not sure where that has to play here.
It plays all the time.
Body slam both of them.
What's that?
I want him to ask the guy why they broke up.
That's what I say. You go talk to him. He can let you know.
And then talk to the girl. I mean, ask her what you want to ask her. Find out. Be direct.
Yeah, why so many people like playing around like a deer hunting? Just go up there and ask, man. Be a duck hunter.
Because rejection hurts, Martin.
Does it really, though?
For a minute, yeah.
Wrote the book on dating. I can't wait for him to finish that ice cream.
Hold on. So you mean to tell me you never, like, had this crush on this girl? How did chocolate get on my computer? You never had this crush on this girl? And you were like all psyched out about it. And then you went to ask her and she was like, "Nah, bro, I'm cool." And that didn't hurt your feelings?
I mean, hurt my feelings probably. But I never sat there in wonder of the question anymore. I was never one to sit on the question. Like, the worst they're going to say is no.
Yeah.
The absolute worst.
And once you've been shot down, it's not that hard to get shot down again.
Yeah. And
just keep going.
It's easier to get back up every time it happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying.
He's a duck hunter. He likes a wide spread. Yeah. Just shoot up there shotgun, see what falls.
Shotgun approach. You know?
Just I agree with that.
Scatter shooting. No.
I don't know.
But no, I wouldn't, because if you play out this thing in your mind of, oh, she likes me, oh, she, what if she doesn't? And you've just been sitting there 6 months
setting
while somebody
up.
Who did like you, you had blinders on too.
That is a good point.
Like, just go, like, carpe diem, like, just
seize
the day. Well, we got Latin in here.
Yeah, heck yeah, Dead Poets Society, man.
Seize the day.
That's a good movie, if y'all need something to watch. It's an old one, but.
Better than Barbie. I haven't seen that. I just heard it's.
Try that in a small town. No, I'm just kidding. There's our Jason Aldean reference.
Yeah, what do we got to say to get that kind of treatment? Because everybody is all about buying that song.
What, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, you just got to act like you're going to be canceled in the next thing.
Si's been saying stuff that should have got us canceled years ago.
I know, but they die on the editing room floor. So
that's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
Hunter released the archives. We'll go back up to number one quick.
Quickly.
Just kidding. Kids won't be able to watch anymore.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm kidding.
We're not a news program.
You're not phasing Si.
If you ever need Si to be quiet, hand the boy an ice cream bar.
I really?
Because for 9 minutes and 4 seconds, he ain't said a word.
That's on me, guys. I when I saw it, I said, man, Si's really going to like this. It's going to get him excited, and he's going to have some crazy story. I did not take in the fact that it's frozen and you got to eat the whole thing immediately before it melts onto my computer. So my
you
bad.
Did that. I didn't do it.
Oh, I thought you said, I might have done. I'm not a very clean eater. I need a towel. Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, look, drop us a comment. If you like the emails in the middle of the show, you want at the end, let us know. But let's take another break. We'll let Si finish his ice cream.
Finish
and we'll
up,
come
Si.
Back and finish on a high note.
My bad, gang.
How tall is JD?
6'3".
No, somebody emailed that in, too.
Well, see, that's the kind of question you could do the voice notes on right there. How tall is JD? Short, succinct, to the point, he's about 6'3". So.
I'm 6'2". When I wear my Jordans, I'm 6'3".
There you go.
But Lucas, that was from Lucas. But see, the problem with that is, that was the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, I like this girl, and her older sister's dating my older brother, and we both like each other. What do I do? You both like each other. Go date each other. It doesn't.
He don't want to get beat up by his brother.
His brother's dating his sister. It don't make a difference.
Oh, his sister.
How small a town is our listeners
Time
live
out.
In?
Don't
My
you be talking
goodness.
About. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be talking about brothers marrying sisters. That's normal.
Try that in a small town. Like
my mom and dad did.
I know.
Well, I'm here today.
Yeah.
Wait. You need to clarify that.
Yeah.
What happened?
The Owen brothers married the Howard sisters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why me and Heath got the same grandparents.
Yeah.
So people are like, the same too? I'm like, yeah, it's really kind of more common than you'd expect.
Is it?
I don't know. It makes sense. You're dating somebody's older sister. You got a younger brother. You're like, hey, she's got a little sister. You should go say, hey, boom. It, you know, they for work. Why wouldn't they work?
Yeah.
Hunter's great-grandparents did that. He's chiming in.
But I don't see you standing under a movie poster wearing a pink T-shirt, so.
Well, apple far fell, boom, something.
Apple far,
something
far,
about
far,
a tree.
Far.
Something about a tree, I don't
apple
know.
Apple far fell from tree? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
But Lucas does say Black Panthers are real. Anyway.
That'll get him
Lucas,
some points.
Shoot your shot, bro.
Lucas, go date her.
Yeah. What? I don't,
we weren't doing emails here, but.
Yeah.
But I reads them.
I do, you know, that would actually be like your older brother could like drive y'all and stuff. That's kind of cool, though. That's
it's great. Light. Look, you don't have to go to 47 Christmases.
Yeah, y'all always end up at the same place.
You always end up at the same place.
However, if there's a falling out, things are going to get weird.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Any fallout, then it gets weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a weird wedding. Your older brother's wedding will be weird.
Weird wedding.
Yeah, if y'all break up and you're best man and she's maid of honor, those things are, that walkout is going to be a different song, buddy. So,
but, I got a feeling. Yeah. Just went 2008 in here. Anyway, that's, yeah.
There you go. There you so, go. I don't know. Si.
Back to Si. Si's, okay. What? He's had his ice cream. He's drank his tea. Where you at?
You living your best. Where am I at? Living your best life, ain't you?
Y'all get too bent up on shape, but hey, dating these women.
I ain't bent on shape.
If you get shot down, hey, you get back on the horse and keep going, boys.
I guarantee.
There's a pond full of them.
Right, it's a pond full of them.
Big one, too.
Yeah.
Big pond.
Oh, what is your...
That jackhammer loud.
It's not a jackhammer.
That is now. Concrete saw.
No, it's a jackhammer now.
There was a saw tearing out the floor over there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. During the break, I almost.
Oh, yeah, that's loud.
And they weren't wearing earmuffs. They're going to be like, sigh, here.
I'm like having PTSD from last summer of renovating my house while my wife's pregnant with twins. Mm. Like, I've heard all this noise way too much.
You can identify it.
And now I have to hear it at work this summer, so I don't know what that exactly means. Just but it makes you want to go home. Like, you're like, no, I've had enough of this place. Like,
we're not close to that point yet.
I know. We're not anywhere close to that. But that's what it makes you want to do. Because, like, last summer it made me want to stay at work because I didn't want to go home and listen to this. But, like, it's just, it's wild how times change. But, oh, man, it's wild around our house for sure. Them babies got all four teeth on the top coming in at once, both of them. They have lost their joyful spirit.
Are they rough right now?
Oh, man. The slightest thing makes them mad. And, like, then they, now apparently they're at the age where they learn empathy. So when one gets to crying, the other one does too. And it's just everything.
They're teaming up on you.
It's in stereo.
That's competition. That's not empathy. They're just seeing who can be the loudest.
And they are mean to each other right now, too.
Ooh. That doesn't change.
Ooh, man. They snatching stuff from each other and. Like, that's my toy, that's my mama. They don't fight over me, shocker. But
shocker? Know.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I saw y'all shooting a bow and arrow.
The AccuBow. Yeah, they TV. like watching the they like watching the fish jump out of the water and you shoot at them. They don't really care if you hit or miss. They kind of just like watching the fish jump out of the water. So that's good for me because I'm not a very good bow fishing shot, apparently. But who'd thunk it, right? Not my cup of tea.
Not my cup of tea.
So,
the only video game that Si's like playing on the TV or whatever that he was ever good at was Tiger Woods Golf.
Which one?
That's fun.
Like on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
He was good at that game.
I bet. No, he played
I pulled what was the guy they called him? The Shark?
Greg Norman?
Yep.
Yeah, Greg Norman. I pulled out where instead of going down the fairway, he looked. And they says, surely he's not going to do it. The commentator says, surely he's not going to do it. Because he had walked around the greens like, you know, he had to go down the fairway and then it's gone. He just looked across. He said, can I get over them trees? And this was in one of the playoff deals.
Mm-hmm.
And the commentator was saying, surely he's not going to try this.
Is this a video game or real life?
Just no, this is real life. Greg Norman did it for real.
So Si learned it and did it on the game.
And I did it on the game. Me and my son would do it. So I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Why go down the fairway? Let's just see if we can get it over the trees.
Yeah, that's how you'd play real golf.
Yeah.
No, that's why you play it in real life. Hey.
Did you use the power-ups and the spin and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, you wasn't no good at that game.
Oh, no. No, no. Well, hey, right. We got where we could hit them further.
Oh.
I'm serious.
I'm aware. I thought I was really good, and then Xbox Live came out, and I played some boys without all the power-ups, and I realized I was outmatched.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you practice on it, you can do some wild stuff with it.
Oh, yeah. No, I played it.
Because we pushed it, me and my son pushed it to the limit. I'm talking about.
Now, I would have given anything to walk in and watch you and Scott Xbox or PlayStation, your game.
It was serious business.
Y'all get mad at each other?
Oh, what are you talking about? Serious business.
Did y'all ever play for money?
No.
Oh.
No.
We should bring one in here and see who wins for money.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to go get T. Woods 2008 or something.
Yeah, they still make it.
I know, but. They probably done changed so much. You ain't going to be able.
We tried to teach him
how to play.
My attention span is not.
It was on the Sega, very long. Martin.
It was on the Sega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really old then.
Yeah.
That's like going to the driving range. Going to the driving range is fun, too.
That is fun because you're not worried about
being
good at golf. You just want to see how hard you can hit it.
No, that's why Top Golf has been such a rousing success.
Yeah. See how far you can hit it.
They serve you food and drinks, and you're at a driving range. Yeah, sign me up. That's an easy
one. I hit one time 300 yards.
Oh.
That's a true story.
On Tiger Woods? Hey.
I'll validate it.
No.
Yeah, he was in Florida, and Hurricane Ida was about to hit the next
negative,
day. And he
negative.
Dancing Rabbit.
The Dancing Rabbit is true.
300 yards.
We were scrambling, and I was in the woods, shocker. Yeah. I said, "So I'm in the woods, so you need to hit one down the middle. Just hit it easy." And then he did the opposite.
I said, "Nope,
I'm going to kill it."
I said, "Hey, we're going for the goal." And he said, "No, just hit it easy right down the fairway." I said, "Nope, I'm going for the goal." And if we was on it, there was a sand trap and some pine trees come out on a knoll in front of the sand trap. And I said, if I can just get it over the trees, I'll get over the sand trap, and it'll be perfect in the fairway.
And you hit a 300-yard
ball. Hey, as hard as I could swing.
This is how I know it was his ball, because he drew a little face on it, you know, with a marker. Everybody marked
a red marker.
So when he hit the ball, everybody was like, that's a good shot, you know. And we went down to go find it, and it was further, further, further than we were looking.
How close
Even
was
further?
How close was the concrete to where y'all went to go look for it? Well, let me tell you, this thing took a little cart path ride.
No, sir.
Kid that loves Cy was watching from a distance, ran out, grabbed it, and threw it.
No.
Because look, it's down there, y'all. So we're going, and I said, okay. I said, I think it went in the sand trap on the other side of the So we go over there, and I drive around in the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no ball in the sand trap. We go by the 250-yard mark, okay, and Philip said, I'm telling you, I think I see your ball way down there in the middle of the fairway. And I said, Philip, I said, we just drove by the 250. That's another 50 yards down there. I said, that's 300 yards. I can't hit a ball on 300 yards.
Correct.
I said, that ain't it. So we looked at other places.
Downhill?
A little.
Yeah.
A little.
So look.
He don't swing hard enough to break a pane of glass.
Oh, no.
I was just looking on my phone from that video from Calvert when we filmed Duck Dynasty out there.
Oh, no.
No, he hit it hard.
No. Hey, and I hit it perfect. But anyway, so we finally go down there, and Phillip said, hey, let's pick that ball up. I looked at it, and I said, uh-oh.
Well, that's against the rules.
There's my little window. I said, hey.
That's a two-stroke penalty.
There's my little happy face.
That don't matter.
I said, hey,
some kid already threw it another
50 yards. There's my little happy face that I drew on it.
Yep,
my ball.
That's it.
I said, all right, guys, come over here. Everybody get up here. And you hold up three fingers. So we took a picture of all four of us holding up three fingers.
I got that picture.
Yeah, we showed Jason. I said, Jason, there's proof that I hit it 300 yards. He said, what, four guys holding up three fingers? That ain't no proof. I said, yeah, it is, you idiot.
Do you know?
He said, hey, I play golf every day. Y'all. And he said, either one can't hit it 300 yards. And I said, well, hey, I hit it 300.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
300-yard drive.
300-yard drive. Right down the middle.
Go ahead and put in the comments if you think that actually happened.
Hey.
There's a lot of things that are possible here.
When we played for the show.
for Duck Dynasty, we
that's
we
what played, I'm talking about. When we played night golf,
oh no,
that was played, a video I was looking for.
Hey, we played at night, and I knocked the light out of the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the lights out, Jack.
The ball had a cover, and it was lit up.
There's a little deal on the inside that when you hit it, it lights up.
Yeah.
Except size was already lit up, and when he hit it, it went off.
I knocked it out.
You knocked the light out?
Knocked the light out.
Well, I believe it. That's
how you hit that 300. It probably went 500 yards.
Okay, LL Cool. That's too much.
Anyway, is there a Bible verse coming about
lights
like,
out.
Like oh, well now, being dishonest?
Hey. Let your light shine.
Is there forgiveness for storytelling or like where do we, you know?
The Lord said, let there be
remember
light.
Remember each of your words.
Inside,
because
knock
one
it out.
Day you will recollect hey, them.
Yeah. The Lord said, let there be light, and I knocked it out.
Actually, the verse of the day that I saw today actually super intrigued me and made me think. Ecclesiastes 7:10.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's it say?
I don't know.
I was about to be really impressed.
But I love Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, it is.
The whole book.
Do not say, why were the old days better than these, which we are all very guilty of, especially this day and age. For it is not wise to ask such questions. And it just had me thinking, you know, we can all look back. Man, things used to be so much better.
Yeah, let's go back to the good old days.
That's what it's saying not to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's saying let's push forward and make the future better than what today is. I think that's why it says don't.
Are we not? I mean, we are kind of in the good old days for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now, some other things, probably not so much, but for a lot of.
Well, every morning I wake up is a good old day.
See, I guarantee you. Me too. Anytime you're on the right side of the dirt and the Lord, that's a good old day.
That's it, boys. Yep. That's right.
So, you know, that's just the way we live life. But look, hope y'all like the new format. If you hate it, let us know in the comments, and that's fine. We'll keep changing some things. Look, it's 263 into it. We're kind of broke down on the same routine ourselves. We need something to keep it
freshing
mixing
up
and keep it interesting.
That's why we're going to find out what y'all have been up to.
That's exactly right. Hey. And, you know, if y'all have hit any 300-yard drives
it,
right? at 72,
that's right.
You know, let us know. We'd love to see it. So,
absolutely.
Prove
you
know, it.
Yeah, prove it if you can.
So we're going to have to get a lie detector in here and prove them.
We are. But
I think he legitimately believes he did.
Yeah, which
is
a problem.
Oh, I didn't. Hey, no, I don't.
He really did.
It happened.
He did. I'm telling you.
Hey.
I know. I mean, I'm
so says his personal
assistant.
Hey.
That's why you're a great assistant. Remember when I was telling you about the difference
that's
between you and Stone? Stone would have said, no, you didn't. You say, yes, you did. Everybody needs a yes man. Everybody needs a no man. So I've got them in both of y'all. But look, we'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.